Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
VFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
Hona Garrison,
Germany.
The red carpet was rolled out in Hona recently for the annual Young People's Awards evening. The garrison-wide ceremony is organised by the Army Welfare Service. It brings together the whole community to acknowledge the dedication of young people and to celebrate their achievements over the past year. The night kicked off with a fashion show showcasing the nature-themed outfits created by Hona Youth Centre's creative sewing project and featuring some stunning hairstyles from Gloucester School's Lower Saxony Hair Academy. Solo singers and dance crews were among the performers getting on stage in front of a large audience in Hona's historic Roundhouse Ballroom. BFBS radio presenter Andy Asprey hosted the evening and helped present the certificates to the young people who were being celebrated for everything from their efforts in fashion to fundraising. Garrison Community Development Officer Lynn Everett says it's been a busy year for the youngsters.
They've been involved in projects that have been around developing fashion, performing arts. They've done various awards like the Community Sports Leaders Award, babysitting course. So a whole variety of different things, including trips, visits, residentials, where they've done activities that have contributed to the awards as well.
As well as all of this, certificates were also given to recognise the work of young first aiders, charity work and participation in the Youth Forum. Lynn says it's testament to the hard work and talent of members of Hona and Fallingbrossel Youth Centres.
I think any opportunity to celebrate young people's successes is really important. You know, it builds their confidence, they recognise their achievements. But also, I think young people get an awful lot of bad press, and unjustified bad press. And you know, an event like this really celebrates what they're good at and what they've achieved.
The evening was well supported by the parents and friends of those who were there to perform and receive awards. With a packed out venue, the pressure was on.
Yes, but it was kind of nerve-wracking. I had a nervy bee all the way through.
My one was Thrift Shop and Ready or Not by Bridget Mendler, and we all got a certificate. It was shy at first, but it felt great.
I've won two certificates for Glee and Youth Club, for the Youth Club representatives.
In spite of their nerves, at the end of the night, Lynn Everett hailed the event a success and thanked those who'd contributed to making it so.
I would have to mention Laura Wright and Danielle Pengilly, who's a member of staff who was involved from the start but left very recently. But we've also had a lot of people who've put a lot of volunteer time in, from the guys who've come and done the music and the IT, through to Andy, who's hosted for us this evening. And of course, all the AWS staff who worked really hard right through the year to give the opportunities to the young people to celebrate what they've done tonight.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Hona.
Your story.
Your story. This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.